Welcome to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Abe Bowling. Good to be with you today. It is Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. We're talking about what you should do with your business plan. Today's episode is sponsored by Viva Virtual Assistants. Folks, it is 2024. If you are not using virtual assistants in your insurance agency, you're losing the game. Go over to theinsurancestream.com, click on services for your agency, click on virtual assistants. Viva is the leader in VAs in the insurance industry. They've got insurance trained virtual assistants that will help you run your business. And they'll do it for so much less than an admin that probably wouldn't work out anyway. It's a tough hiring market in America right now. Has been for quite some time, but Viva makes it easy. Theinsurancestream.com. Services for your agency. Virtual assistance. We appreciate the sponsorship of today's episode from Viva. All right, so on today's daily insurance meditation, we're talking about what you should do with a business plan. We've talked about business plans on this podcast before. It's a long stretch of episodes back, but you can find it. I want to say it's for sure below 100. Maybe not. Maybe it's 100 to 150, somewhere in there. But we've talked about, what the elements of a business plan are. We've talked about, you know, different parts of the business plan, what they mean. But we're going to loop back and kind of do a throwback Wednesday here to what do you do with it? What do you do with your business plan? And I think a lot of people fail because they follow a business plan too closely. You can also fail by not following a business plan closely enough, for sure. But if you go the other direction and you have too much emphasis on the idea that you had when you started your business, if you think that that is the way things have to go, you are wrong. And the reason that you are wrong is because not all plans work out. In fact, most plans do not work out. And, you know, most things that you think are going to generate money for your agency aren't going to. It's going to be those 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 8, 1 out of 7, one out of however many that do work. And those ideas are going to pay for all the ideas that you had that didn't work out. So don't be nervous about things not working out. Don't be nervous about spending money trying things. But you are going to have to view your business plan as a living, breathing being, because it will change as the circumstances, situations, financial, aspects of the business. As those things change, then these business plans are going to have to be open for modification and growth also. A lot of people have the debate, like, is the Constitution a fixed item that is never to be changed and never to, never to have any alteration to how it was originally written? There's those people, and those are usually conservative folks. And then you also have liberal folks, right, that think it is a living, breathing document that is subject to change throughout time. That is a debate that I will not get into on this air, on this program or in airtime here. But what I will say is, as far as a business plan goes, that's a good analogy for it, because as far as a business plan goes, there is no debate. There is no debate. It is a living, breathing document that must change in order for your business to survive, because you don't know how things are going to go when you start it. You don't know what's going to work. You don't know what you need to shut off. You don't know what you need to invest more in. You don't know what you need to scale back in. You have to be open to adapting to all these things on a very methodical basis over a long period of time if you want your insurance agency to grow into the full potential that it can grow into. So that is what you should do with your business plan. This has been your daily insurance meditation.